It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome back to another episode of Adventures in Business. We are here recording at the Risky Studios. This is your co-host, Amy Zander, and I'm with the lovely Lisa Fisher. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing good, Amy, but you know what? I get to say sometimes I'm with the lovely Amy Zander. You're always saying that, and I always appreciate it. Yeah. And right back at you. How are you today?
I'm great. So what fun things have you been doing?
Well, I actually got to go to this amazing place called Gray's Crays with the 517.
I saw you there.
The 517 organizers put on this great event there for other event planners. And we got to go and our guests today were very instrumental in this. And we'll introduce them in just a moment. But it was such a good time. I got to learn how to make a charcuterie board. And seriously, ate it on my way home.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't see your kiwi. How did that turn out?
It turned out okay. Yeah. My kiwi turned out.
We learned how to star a kiwi. Yeah, that was really cool.
Crown
it. Yeah. Make it very fancy.
Some that did excellent, and then there were some that did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. So it was an amazing event. How about you, Amy? Where have you been?
Well, I did that. That was really cool. It's kind of cool to go behind the scenes and see where the magic happens at your store. That was awesome. And then I also recently, won't be so recent once this episode comes out, but I did go to Sanctuary Spirits on the west side for St. Patrick's Day. And they had these Reuben Bloody Marys. So you ordered a Bloody Mary that had basically a whole shish kebab full of meat and cheese in it, and then a whole Reuben on the side. And so I was like, yes, because I definitely love Reubens. And they sold out of those particular drinks in 33 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And St. Patrick's Day is, you know, the day of my people. So I had to go do something. So that was fun over on the west side. Yeah. So what about you guys? What have you been doing lately?
You know, we've done a couple events, not catered or anything, but we've gone to at the Lansing Shuffle, which I just think is the coolest new venue for the area. It brings back memories of in the 90s, 80s and 90s of the food court.
Yes. Small food court. Sure.
It's got everybody, something for everybody. So I really like that.
Plus a bar, because the food court at the mall didn't even have a bar. So at least we got the bar too.
It's on the river, you know, it's nice. You can go sit outside, which is great. So in High Caliber.
Go-kart. Oh yeah. You went over there?
Yeah. We went through and we did a show at the Meridian Mall and got to tour it. Wow.
Yeah.
That's where you get your drinks.
Yeah.
And then go have fun and play games.
Yes. Yep. We've had them on our show and I learned all because they have such a cool company culture too. Their culture. Yes. They really take care of their employees. Yeah.
The Rage Room.
Yeah. I've done that for sure. And then we are having the owner of the Shuffle on our show next month.
Oh,
so yeah. Nice. So good deal. Good stuff. Cool. Well, officially introduce our guests.
I will. So we have Lindsay and Silas, owner of Gray's Crays with us. And they specialize in artfully designed handcrafted charcuterie boards and boxes featuring customizable food displays that are perfect for grazing, including fresh fruits and vegetables, cheese, gourmet sweets, and more. And they can even make a vegan one. The unique menu features several grazing options fit for any occasion and lifestyle, whether it's a formal affair for veggie lovers or a casual get together, complete with meat and cheese for a low carb crew, Gray's Crays has something to offer for everyone. So welcome, Lindsay and Silas. We're so glad to have you here today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, we're very glad to be here.
How did you come upon this charcuterie board concept?
Well, Gray's Crays is a franchise concept. So was it 2022 summer?
Summer of 2022.
Yep. Silas turned 50 and we're both from the home building industry. I'm administrative in the office and he was out on site. And I guess I can let you tell your story.
Why? You're doing so well.
Well, he was thinking, you know, he's not going to do this for another 15 years. You know,
you can't swing a hammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were thinking, well, let's do something fun. Let's do a happy business. Let's do something with food. Yeah. Let's bring something to the Lansing area that hasn't been done on this scale yet. And I found a kind of franchise matchmaker of some sorts on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And he gave us about a dozen options. And Gray's Crays was just like, wow. You know, I mean, just the colors, the visual pictures of the products. So we started digging into it and we signed the contract in August and opened last March.
I love it. I know I have had your boxes at different events. I haven't done the whole spread, but at the time it was more the individual boxes and it just appeals to everyone. And mm-hmm. people look at it and they're like, oh, this is so cool. Yeah. So
you don't think of charcuterie for meals, but it is.
It is
a lot of food that's just crammed in there.
Yeah. It is.
In a variety.
It's just compact.
Like yeah. variety. Variety yeah. is always variety. Nice.
Yeah. Everybody's mm-hmm. going to be different. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have right. cheese every day and everybody will be different.
Well, I think having seen the behind the scenes at your store too, what's nice. And I've owned a restaurant. I've been in the restaurant business for a while. There's no deep fryers and ovens yes. and all that kind of stuff. It's so clean yes. and pristine and you're not necessarily baking and stuff, right? You're mm-hmm. chopping and cutting and arranging and all that, yeah. but not necessarily doing cooking at a large scale.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we don't fry anything.
Right.
You know,
and no cooktops.
Yeah. And right. it's kind of nice for our employees too, because they're not going home at 2 o'clock in the morning. So yes. grease right. or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're, been there.
Yeah. yeah. So our hours are 10 to 5 and sometimes they go in earlier, you know, if we've got morning meetings and stuff, we've got brunch options now too. So that's how we got started.
But you do a lot of events.
We do.
Like you were just saying before we started recording, you just recently did something at Delta Dental.
Yeah, it was a couple Thursdays. It was a Thursday or Friday a couple of weeks ago and they had an employee appreciation day. Mm-hmm. So we got to do a nice 10 board, large board spread for them and we decorated with the fresh eucalyptus and we did the glass jars for all the dips and everything. It turned out really nice.
And like Lisa said, it's so picture worthy what you guys do. It's so beautiful.
It makes marketing very
good. Yeah. Yes.
It was hard setting it up because people kept coming and getting in the way of taking pictures. Right.
They did.
Which is fun and fantastic.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah. It's definitely a happy business. Mm-hmm. It's something that it ticked all the boxes of a business that we were looking to get right. into and to kind of do something for ourselves. Even though it is a franchise concept, it is definitely small and local.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people think franchise chain, big investment groups own it, you know, and it's not, it's us, yeah, you know, right. So it's kind of where we put all of our, you know, our savings and said, okay, let's do something fun for the community.
Right.
And make a run for it. So.
Yeah. Plus with all these events and stuff, you just get to meet other business owners and go to fun events and things like that.
Yeah.
So you say you're open from 10 to 5, but do you find yourself doing a lot of like after hours events for the setup and all that kind of stuff?
Actually, we're going to be open and I don't know when this is going to air, but like for holidays, Easter's coming up. Mm-hmm. We're not usually open on Sundays, but we will be for pre-orders.
Pickups and stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So people go to your website and pre-order, call in or just order online. It's very simple. Yep.
Or come into the store. I think a lot of people are surprised that we have a storefront too.
Yes.
Because this kind of food usually is done on a, you know, one person mm-hmm. show kind of mm-hmm. thing out of a commissary kitchen mm-hmm. or whatever. So we do have a storefront that you can come to and look at our, you know, all the pictures and sample some meat and cheese and see what we do. We're right on the corner of Okemos and Jolly next to, which was brilliant, Vine and Brew. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Wine and beer store.
Wow. Savage charcuterie and
stop shop kind of thing.
Well, because you've got the grab and go, right? You've got grab and go lunches.
We just put a fridge in the lobby that will be stocked with the lunches, the mm-hmm. grab and grazes, mm-hmm. and our charcuterie cups that you can just swing.
Charcuterie cups. Love it.
Just put them right here.
Yeah.
Our ice cream guy brought MSU dairy ice cream.
Yeah.
So that was a treat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I find my husband and I are almost empty nesters at this point. Our last kid at home is off doing her own thing all the time. So we often do kind of like a charcuterie board for dinner. We don't feel like cooking and, you know, that kind of stuff, which is so nice and healthy. I mean, depending on what we get
all meat and cheese. I mean, it's the balance of the fresh fruit and veggies that are processed. That's kind of nice. There was a trend, girl dinner,
right. I do remember that.
You kind of take stuff out of the pantry and just put things together. Right. So we're like the ultimate girl dinner.
Right, absolutely.
And you don't have to do it yourself.
Well, and you're going to be like, if you go to Gray's Craze, like you said, get something to bring to a party, go to Wine and Brew or Vine and Brew and get something there. You're going to be the favorite person at the party.
Yeah.
Showing up.
Let's make you a star. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right. You make people look good.
Exactly. Let us make you look good.
Yeah.
What was one of your funnest events that you've done so far?
There is a
favorite.
Lot. We've got to do cool things. So we come from the construction industry. Mm-hmm. We never went to chamber meetings and did all that fun stuff. So when we went to the Choose Lansing, mm-hmm. Did you guys?
I missed this one, but I usually do go to.
Okay, so it was at Breslin Center. And afterwards, there was a tour of the downtown and the locker rooms. And also, you know, it just this business is a lead to fun thing.
Yeah, so opens the door.
Would have seen before.
Right. Different kind of marketing, different kind of networking than the construction.
Yeah. And we got to gotten to deliver to the Capitol before.
That was
super cool. We've been talking to the Lugnuts, and we're going to do something with them this summer.
So fun.
That's fun. I'm a huge baseball fan, so.
Nice.
Wow. That's good. I love that it's opened doors for you. When you brought up being a franchise, and I love the fact that you said, these are our hard-earned dollars. You're living in the community. You're giving to the community. Because I think when you hear franchise, McDonald's, Big B, you know, some of those franchises, they are our people that are putting money into the community. And I, you know, oh, I don't want to go have coffee there. They're a franchise. I want to go over to here. It's still people. Real that are people. Pouring
yeah, in. It is. It is small and local. Most franchises in the area are small and local.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we, there was a cupcake shop that just recently closed that was owned by a friend of ours that, and I saw a couple posts on, you know, social media comments that you just have to take with a grain of salt, but that kept saying, you know, don't give money to the big businesses. It's like, it wasn't, it was small and local.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I want people to, and I kind of want to educate people on
right.
it,
yes.
how it actually works behind the scenes that it is. You know, mom and pop shops or mom and pop shops.
Yeah. Well, and different franchises are different that way.
They are. You know? They are. Like, for sure. Yep. There's a difference.
So you've talked about, just touched a little bit about it looks good in marketing, right?
With it makes it very pretty.
But where do you market to? Or
social media has been great for us.
Okay.
It's been very well received. Sarah Pierce with the 517 mm-hmm. community group. She's awesome.
She is.
I want to send her birthday gifts and Christmas gifts. And, you know, she's just been done so much for small local businesses to get our names out, you know, having that Facebook group to be able to post to. Because a lot of other community groups are just no businesses because they get overwhelmed with junk stuff. So big shout out to her. She was instrumental in getting actually before we had even opened, letting us post and say, hey, it's coming soon kind of thing. So social media has been great for us because of the visually appealing products. But going to the chamber meetings, going to Choose Lansing meetings, meeting the other business owners, you know, learning from them has been amazing. That's why we love this town.
I love it. That's why we love this town. We love this region, right? There's so many great local people, but let's see, you've already done the Capitol. You did Delta Dental. What is a bucket list for you to set up in?
You know, I really, and we partnered, we were a preferred vendor caterer for MSU Athletics. But I think, you know, catering any of the sports teams would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We did get to do this past fall, the Spirit Squad.
Okay.
We did, their alumni had come in for homecoming. And we were able to set up a grazing table for them. And we did a Spartan, S with charcuterie, which was pretty cool. So I'd love to do more of that.
I love it.
So does that extend to some of the area, like high schools and things like that? Of course, I mean, pass up business.
We've done a lot for teacher appreciation weeks and stuff.
That's great, yeah.
A lot of parents contact us and say, how can we set up a table for our teachers in the teacher lounge. We did a few of those.
Oh, that's so nice.
I think we're kind of coming into that season.
We are, towards the end of the school year. Yeah. Oh, graduations.
Graduations, we do open houses. Our boards are easy. You just set them out, throughout the event. You know,
right.
You don't have to keep them cold. You don't have to keep them warm. So it's
ideal.
Easy
Well, and it's so versatile. It can be as big or as little as you need, right?
Yep. Yeah. Size it accordingly.
So as being in the construction business, have you designed any, had for any particular events, like the table or the setup or like anything like that? Or just all just,
That was a fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah.
Thing. We got a call 48 hours before the event for a hospital foundation fundraiser.
Mm.
Their charcuterie artist got COVID.
Oh.
And it was for, how many ports was that? 12 large boards on two different grazing tables. And she had a vision of like a Bridgerton kind of thing. So I took some produce boxes. I put them under the thing to lift them up. I went to Dollar General, got some lights and some plants. And I'm like, voila.
Right.
It looked intentional by the time it was done. So I was like, okay, I kind of nailed that. Yeah.
Aspect to it.
Yeah. So even if it is a franchise, but we do have the flexibility to customize and whatever the customer's looking for.
Right.
Absolutely.
But we've also partnered, built a relationship with another charcuterie artist from Amazing Grays who does classes and does more custom boards. So if somebody comes to us and says, hey, and if it's not something we do, we give them her information.
Oh, because we don't want to tell them no.
Right.
We want to make charcuterie a food group.
Right.
So yeah, she's an amazing artist as well.
Yeah.
That we like to give them.
Collaborate.
Exactly. There's enough business out there, right? And when you're collaborating, it opens up. It opens up. The sky's the limit. Quite
right.
Instead of if I'm always tucked in tight,
yeah,
doesn't make for a good experience. So I love the fact that you said partnering and then you kind of stop. But we do partner with people, right? We do build. It's the relationship, and that's how we build businesses and continue to move forward. Yep. So
we like to refer. We want first and foremost to make our customers happy and to make the community happy. And if it's something we can't do, I know she can make that. Mm-hmm. You know, she can provide what they're looking for.
Right. So.
It's a happy business.
Yeah, well,
it's a happy business.
Well, and if you're going into an event, oftentimes, you know, if there's an event being put on, there's lots of things that are needed. A photographer, a liquor license, mm-hmm. a dessert person if they want extra dessert. So just building up that book of referral partners and stuff like that.
We have a stack of business cards from partners that we've kind of, I don't want to make it sound bad.
Vetted.
Yes.
Yeah, that we know personally,
that we know will deliver the kind of service we expect for our customers in our drawer right in the front counter. So if somebody's looking for a florist or something, it's, you know, built relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Being in the food industry, how has like hiring been going, like finding the right employees and stuff like that been good? Had any challenges there?
Very good, yes. Yeah. So we hired, initially we had 3 employees and we hired them before we opened, and we took them through the in-store training with us with our business advisor. Mm-hmm. He comes in, it's a week long, it's 2 weeks long actually, but the first week is how to cut carrots, how to slice meat,
how to crown a kiwi. Right.
He shows us a gamut of what we do in a week, and then the following week it was kind of like a soft opening so we could put those skills to the test and get the food products out there. But hiring was pretty easy for us. She went on Indeed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we had maybe 10 candidates. We probably interviewed 6 of them. And then we ended up on 3. We had 3 people. Mm-hmm. 2 of them are still there. Two of them are still there. And they're fantastic. The other one decided to work for her family in some type of gutter business or something. So she left on good terms and all that. So
it's an easy hire because of it's a fun thing to do. And like you said, there's no fryers. You have decent hours networking.
Thanks. Yeah.
Do you work for Michigan State University? Are you looking for solid retirement planning advice? Reach out to Dave and Nick, hosts of the Kitchen Table Finance podcast and certified financial advisors. They specialize in the unique benefit plans offered by MSU and how to capitalize on all you have available to you through your investments. Sure, you can glance at your package once a year and check some boxes, or you can make your money work for you. Find out if you're getting everything you could be with your MSU retirement plan by contacting Shotwell Rudder Bear Financial Planners at srbadvisors.com or simply search for the Kitchen Table Finance Podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Kitchen Table Finance Podcast, hosted by Shotwell Rudder Bear Financial Planners.
And not a real intense customer service as far as like, are they in the back of the house more assembling and stuff that kind of thing?
But they also are trained on answer the phone, take the orders.
Sure.
And when people come in, kind of walk them through. Half of our business is educating what we do. So we're not a burger place. We're not a pizza place. You know, we have to educate what we do and then show what we do.
You had come into Keller Williams and actually did a class, right? You taught them how to do the charcuterie boards themselves.
Yeah.
And they really had a good time. Is that something you do for?
That's what we would refer over to Danielle.
Okay.
Because she does classes where it's more intense. She'll kind of go through the ingredients and the aesthetics of it.
Okay.
We like to do charcuterie cup building classes or the kiwi crowning classes more for marketing or for community service. Like we just did a class at Mason Community Schools where everybody's it's free and they, you know, you just sign up and come to it. But we leave the classes, real classes.
Real classes. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, I was so impressed when we were mentioning earlier, we went to that 517 Living event and we all made a charcuterie board. It was kind of a mini one, I guess. It seemed big to me, but it was like a Valentine's Day themed one. And I we all walked away with our own little board and was like, that was a lot of outlay for you guys, like for you to provide that. No, but it was like, I was like, wow, this is so nice. Like it was free for us to attend and got that nice charcuterie. But I was just really, I definitely remember it was really, yeah.
You know,
as a franchise, are you, do you have a lot of freedom or leeway with like where you source your products from, or do they kind of tell you where to get stuff from? Or
do the benefit of the franchise is the kind of the buying power of having the multiple stores, and we're kind of open. There's stores all over the world now, so they're harnessing that buying power, which really helps us keep our costs down.
Okay,
so we go with them with kind of the main core products that we use, but for you know fresh veggies and. We go as local as we can.
Yeah, like
what's in season and you know what's cost effective.
Right, so, that's nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's your favorite product that you put on the board?
Brownies, the chocolate brownies.
Yeah,
on the dessert board.
Silas,
he brings me home a bag of them sometimes. And
so we do our own dips, jams, and hummus in house. So I'm a big hummus guy. I never used to be, but with these recipes, they're delicious, and we do four different styles of hummus. So any one of the four, I just love eating it. It's healthy.
Talk more about the hummus. Tell us about the styles.
So there's the classic garlic. There's a roasted red beet, a roasted red pepper, and not on the menu, there's a jalapeno hummus.
Special request.
Secret menu.
Okay. You heard it here.
5 seconds.
you heard it on the Adventures in Business podcast. Tell them I heard about that. There's a special hummus.
You hooked me on the beet hummus when I went in, but didn't know the jalapeno was an option.
Is that like, is it pinky purple color? The beet hummus? Yeah, that was on the Valentine's.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. And the jam, tell us about the jam.
So we have a raspberry jam, a mixed berry jam, and a cran orange jam that we make in house as well. We do a lemon dill mayo. We do a cottage cheese dill dip.
Everything bagel dip is
everything bagel
rocking.
Dip.
Everything bagel dip. It's like a cream cheese based with everything bagel seasoning.
Well, if you weren't hungry before you listened to this episode, you're going to be hungry now.
And go to Grace Craze.
Yeah.
Sweet 10 and 5.
And we do sell all of our stuff in 8 ounce separately from boards. All of our dips, jams, hummus.
Good to know.
So you're like, you know, I want some of that jalapeno hummus. You can just
going to eat it right out of the container.
Yeah, it's fun. BYOC, bring your own carrots and grab your
everything.
Okay. Nice. I love it.
So you are on Jolly Road,
yes,
right?
Jolly and Oakmas.
Oakmas Road. Yep. Okay. But tell people where they can find you online.
GraceCraze.com.
Just GraceCraze.com. Yep. And then when you go there, look
you
for
can
the,
find the location. And if you know, your browser, your phone is going to have your location thing. And it'll come up in our store at the top.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
Good. The instructions there to order.
And there's a size and a thing for any budget.
Really? There is.
I mean, it's so user-friendly.
Yeah. And dietary concerns. I know we have, and we've learned a lot since we opened about gluten-free, not allergy-friendly, vegetarian, vegan, and things like that. So we source that stuff kind of locally as needed, as ordered, to make sure that we take care of the customers and what they need. So it makes it easier for like business lunches. Mm-hmm. If somebody ordering has a, you know, list of dietary things, we can pretty much take care of them all.
That's so nice because those people often get completely left out.
No.
Or like, oh, here's your salad.
Yeah.
Here's your
lettuce.
Right. Right.
Voila.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we can feed everybody.
Yeah.
What is next for you? You have the Lansing location.
The next has already arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have a second store location now in Shelby Township over by Rochester.
Oh, my brother lives there. I'll have to tell him.
Yep. Yes, you do.
Yeah, yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. How did you happen upon Shelby Township?
So this is it's what they call a resale. The store was opened about a year before our store in Oakmas opened. And the owners decided to sell. And so the brand came to us and said, hey, we've got this opportunity. Mm-hmm. Would you like it? And we said, yeah, absolutely. You know, and so this is it's different for us because we're not there every day.
Mm-hmm.
But the store manager that had opened with them stayed with the store.
Oh, nice.
And we were able to retain her.
That makes sense.
And she is amazing. So
for us
operationally, she's fine. So for us, it's just driving the business to it. So.
Mm-hmm. Shelby Township is kind of a similar neighborhood or community as Oakmas.
Like the demographics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, so that's exciting. So it's all said and done.
Up and running. Yep. Right. I think at the beginning of February was when we did our opening. We just did a ribbon cutting with their chamber. We're in the Rochester Area Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A ribbon cutting.
So how often do you go there? Are you finding yourself?
We're trying every week, but Tiffany is just amazing over there. It's if we need to go, we'll go, but
don't really need it.
We don't feel like we have to be there because she just handles everything. Yeah. So, and she's bringing on a couple new employees to handle the business.
So when you go down there, do you go together? Do you take turns?
Kind of both. Yeah. I went last time because he had a big order last weekend on Saturday. So I went Saturday. We did an event. It was a food tasting event at a convention center there, Shelby Gardens. Banquet Center.
Okay.
So they bring in their clients. We're going to actually be doing their charcuterie boards because their chefs don't like to do them.
Oh,
they take too much time. Right? Sure.
They're like, they got enough other things.
Sources.
They got enough other stuff to do.
So we did that. I went there. So I spent Saturday there while he had orders here, but sometimes we'll go together. That was more for getting things set up, make sure that we had everything. Tiffany had everything she needed.
Yeah.
And now she's up and running. So we just kind of go for marketing and meetings. So
perfect scenario.
Grand openings.
Get your face out there. So, you know, we've had some other husband and wife teams that worked together on our show before.
Are they still together?
Yes, they are. Well, and that's what I was going to ask. How does this work for you guys? Because honest to goodness, I love my husband, but I could not work with that man for nothing.
We have different silos. Yeah. He's got the store, he's got operations, and I've got the back end, the marketing and administrative. Perfect. So yes, there's a lot of chat, you know, talk after work, kind of catching up. We get excited about, you know, certain opportunities and stuff, but we definitely have our lanes.
Good.
So I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Yeah. Very important. And I always, when I'm coaching husband and wife's clients, I'm like, you don't have your meetings at home at the kitchen table, or, you know, you take business meetings somewhere else. But make sure you have them. They're very important.
Yeah. Right.
So, very cool. Very cool. Is there anything we've not asked you about that you'd like to share?
I don't know what else. It's just a really fun business. We've had fun doing it. And I like the fact that we get to meet all these new people like you guys, you know, and that's super cool for us because we're basically introverts by nature. Mm-hmm. So, you know, UFG throws you through this 2-week training. It's mostly business.
She is the brand.
United Franchise. Okay. That's where we went to West Palm Beach and the 2-week training.
Oh, you got to go there?
We got to go there for 2 weeks before we did the in-store 2-week training. Nice. So once the store was finished, that's when they came up and did that. But yeah, you meet a bunch of people down there and then they introduce you to the business. You learn a bunch of business stuff, but they make you get on stage and like talk and do these things. And they stress so much, you know, join the chamber, join this. So we're constantly meeting new people. It's super fun.
Yeah.
We didn't, you know.
We got to meet other store owners, which was
cool. Oh, that's cool.
So that's the benefit of being a franchise. You're not really doing it alone.
Right.
You know, you've got other people going through at the exact same stage that you look for the best practices. Or if you've got a problem, you say, hey, I need help. And they're like, hey, we found the solution for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a great opportunity for people who are thinking about wanting to own a business, but may not have a lot of background or don't know how to get started. They could look at some different franchise options.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Talking to you, listeners. Did they help you source like where your store went and all that? Did they, or was that kind of, that was you?
We're from Lansing. We're lifelong. Yeah.
We didn't really need them.
Because we know.
We know what we're looking for.
So. Right.
But, you know, going on stage, naturally introverts, the best things in our lives happen when we're stretched out of our comfort zones, right? When we're out of our comfort zone, we're getting transformed into something else. And we now have a happy business. And
it's crazy. It was a year and a half ago.
That's crazy.
Now you own two
stores. I wish I could. It's probably on tape, aging myself, on film somewhere of our 30-second or first try at a 60-second commercial on stage, trying to just explain what we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I almost cried. Like, it was just so nerve-wracking.
Yeah, so all night, the night before.
He was. We were in the hotel.
You're writing it, and it didn't matter.
It's
3 o'clock in the morning. He's doing that, and it's like, but now, you know, you just get, It's practice.
Yeah. Well, that's
it over and over. And then you're in it and then you know what you're talking about. And it makes a big difference. Yeah. But I feel like taking that first step.
That's what those networking things are really good because you've got to over and over to say what you do and how you do it. And that's good practice.
Yeah. Learning how to network is a skill too that a lot of people, I think it's underrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Lisa's taught classes on how to network and be good networkers. She's the expert networker, Lindsay. She knows everybody.
I politely interrupt people when you want to get engaged in the conversation.
Master.
Awesome. Yeah. Find a networking buddy too.
If it helps.
It's sometimes it's like, well, we got to go to this meeting. If I can't make it or if he can't make it, it's like, that kind of changes the dynamic when you're with somebody.
Yeah. I've got networking with somebody whose business is completely different than mine. And so we can just introduce each other to people. Oh, you should talk to my friend who does this. And then you're not talking about yourself. You're talking about somebody else, which is sometimes easier.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. This has been so fun. Amy, what's the star question we like to ask?
So if there's anybody out there in the community and in the Lansing area or whatever, who you might want to meet that our listeners might know or might be able to hook you up with, or just spread the word that you're looking to meet this person or a group of people. Do you got anybody in mind?
So Tom Izzo, of course, for both of us comes to mind immediately. He knows. So I don't know if this is cool to bring up or not, but my ex-wife, her father.
Is it ever cool to bring up the ex-wife?
It was a long time ago. So my ex-wife's father is Tom Smith, who used to coach the MSU baseball team.
Oh, okay.
He knows Tom Izzo.
Okay.
So, and I have stories of Tom Izzo where I've seen him at certain places. I just never got to meet him and shake his hand. You know, I think it would be kind of cool to tell him what we do. We have met Susie Merchant. She came into the store. She was amazing. Then she eventually bought a board from us. She took a little charcuterie cup with her that day, but she got a board from us later on, and that turned out really nice.
My guess is Tom Izzo will probably eat a charcuterie board.
So. I was going to say,
yes, all right. We just don't know about it.
Eventually he would probably, but I have memories of him. Tom Smith being my ex-father-in-law, I would get season tickets to the football games for free through Tom Smith. Mm-hmm. To the basketball games. The year they won it in 99, 2000, I was five rows behind the bench thanks to Tom Smith getting tickets from Tom Izzo.
You've been so close.
There was a huge win. This has been so long, 20 some years ago now, but there was a huge win. Michigan State won at home. They beat somebody. It might have been for the Big Ten something or other. But I went to Myers and Okemos afterwards. And in front of me, like I was just walking in. This is like 12:30 at night in the morning. Walking in, going in. And I look ahead of me. And I can tell by the way he was walking. It was Tom Izzo. And he was walking with his dad. Just going, to Myers after a huge win.
Right.
And, you know, who knows what they were there for.
You didn't fangirl out on them there in the middle of the Myers?
We're like the only people in the store. It was so random.
You couldn't even covertly watch him because it's just you and him.
I just knew it was him. I was like 10 yards behind him.
So
I
know he used to be.
If you see Tom Izzo, you know who Tom Izzo is.
All right. So Foundation, with your 5K that you put on in other events, you're going to need a charcuterie. You're going to need it from Gray's Craze, and you're going
to photo op.
And so this man's prayers and dreams of meeting Tom Izzo.
Right. What about you, Lindsay? Anybody in the community?
Tom Izzo.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
Awesome.
See if we can make this happen. I hear he's got some extra time. So it's
right. Josh, get your phone out. Make some contacts.
He's playing solitaire.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. So just to recap, you can go into your store and buy stuff pre-made. You've got lunch options, some breakfast options.
Breakfast. I would eat it for breakfast.
Some stuff you can grab and go. You can go in there and order and look at what stuff you've got, small or large, and then you can go online and order stuff.
Or order it right at the store and try some of our premium cheeses because we've got upgrades and stuff that you can add to the boards.
Okay.
Yep. We love to give out samples to, to everybody if you can stop in the store. And now that the traffic is being kind of routed in front of our store because of the 27th
construction. There you go. Yeah.
If you need a break, stop in and
Cool. And kind of all budgets and stuff. You do big events, small events, just personal parties, things like that. If you want to be the star of your next family gathering and bring that beautiful charcuterie, stop in there.
I'm usually at the store all the time, but if you have a big event coming up, please contact me first. Like for a tasting or whatever.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You want to come in and get a big wedding or something. Or Bailey Penrod from the Delta Dental, she came in and did a tasting. And then she decided to go with us for that 10 board order for Delta Dental. So,
Excellent.
All right.
This has been fun.
Yes.
This has been very fun. Thank you for bringing your happy business to us and just sharing it and having a good time.
For sure.
Been great.
Yeah.
Sorry, we didn't bring any food.
Oh, yeah, right. That's okay. We're good.
Well,
we know where to get it.
It's all artificial anyway.
Yeah. No.
It's the boot. I got an injury. Yes. Give me.
It's the meds.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us on another adventure in business to our listeners. We're here recording at Risky Studios. This podcast is produced by ZD Media. You can find it at zdmedia.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. We release new episodes every Wednesday. And we're just glad that you joined us here today. Please go out and have a great day. And as always, make it an adventure.
This is a Zedia Media production.